It's already Wednesday, August 6, 2025, and Maha has struck a devastating blow to Bill Gates and his poison mRNA agenda.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are entering the 198th day of the Trump administration. And whereas I have been extremely critical of some of the course changes that I've seen in the last few months from Trump, from doing what I'd say is a 98% good job to about a 94% good job, Maha and the activities of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is absolutely spectacular. Now, there's been cases where the underlings sabotage what he's doing and authorize new mRNA shots and things. Two of them, 2 weeks ago. He was on vacation. He came back early, fired them. That's the type of rebellion going on throughout the government. It's emblematic of it. And he just went ahead and banned all 22 new mRNA shots in the pipeline. The headline from Fox is RFK Jr. cancels $500 million in mRNA research, HHS proprietary safer vaccine alternatives. But you actually read the order, he banned all new mRNA injections in the pipeline. They also banned a bunch earlier in the year for the bird flu and all the rest of it, for chickens that they documented was actually killing the chickens. They weren't even sick in almost all cases. And the shots didn't even protect them. And they're taking thousands and thousands of poison food dyes out. They've got a bunch of states passing laws to ban fluoride. He's already recommended it, pushed it. The FDA's called for it, but Pam Bondi and the DOJ have blocked it for now, though they will fail. Well, that's right. A Maha-backed long-term lawsuit won in federal court, a class action suit, the way you're supposed to do it, to stop the forced medicalized poisoning. Even if it was something good they were giving you, they can't make you take it, but they do, through the water, lowering IQ, causing cancer, infertility, you name it. But he just banned all shots with thimerosal, and almost all of them have it. That's basically all the vaccines currently have to be reformulated. Means they have to bring them back for approval now. They just banned those, basically banning most shots, period. Even the old-fashioned so-called real vaccines, not the new mRNA where they just changed definition. And that was 2 days ago. That was 3 days ago. That was on Monday. And then here we are today, or last night, the announcement was made, and he just banned all new mRNA. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So it's just spectacular. And, you know, most people now, whether they're pro-Israel or anti-Israel, are one-issue group. And that's my biggest frustration with the whole Israel thing, is it sucks all the oxygen out of the room. And all the Islamists are running around with the communists. That's their new Democrat Party platform. Don't like what Israel's doing. Don't like the liberals and the Muslims either. Let's get that straight. And so it's like, would you like to eat maggots or would you like to eat crap? I'd rather not eat any of it. I mean, I just am sick of it all. But Kennedy's pro-Israel, always been pro-Israel. I can understand his stance. He has affinity, been to Israel many times. You can see Israel as the underdog in the past. People, you know, have a love affair with it. Israel is the underdog now. But Kennedy loves Israel. Fine, great. So a lot of people are like, I don't care if he stops all the poison, and I don't care if he saves the kids, and I don't care if he stops the hospital secretly stealing people's organs. I don't care if he knocks 1,000 home runs. He likes Israel, so I effing hate him. Well, I effing love him. And that's just an example of how I am not a one-issue person. I am looking at the big picture. So we got clips of that and all the latest and so much incredible good news there. And then Adam Schiff, there's a grand jury open on his butt. One on Jack Smith and one on Hillary Comey and a whole big string of criminals. They're all getting subpoenaed by Congress for the Epstein real files. It's on like Donkey Kong. Stay with us and share the live feed. Roll all the shows now, Paul Revere's.
This is a major alert for the AlexJonesStore.com. I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to get the biggest deals ever if you're a VIP. It's $30 a month. You get $40 for the store, special deals, special offers, special savings. And you don't just get one bottle of the supplements like Methylene Blue, get one free. You also can buy one of our amazing Richardson hats with Patriot logos and messages on it, or either T-shirts or other apparel, and get one absolutely free. I mean, this is an incredible deal. Now, this is a fundraiser shirt, but with this, we mark it up, limited edition, InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, murdered out, limited edition. We're only putting the shirt out for a few months. Get your limited edition, murdered out, historic InfoWars shirt, and know you fought on the tip of the spear. It's an adventure to wear this shirt in public. Find it all right now. Biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for your support, because we cannot do this without you.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here is the most important thing that I think everybody, in my opinion, needs to have front and center. We made major gains against the globalists. We have basically come from 1% of the population, in my dead reckoning, 31 years ago when I started knowing about the globalist plan, to over 50% of people having some basic understanding, 25-30% having a lot of understanding, 10% having deep understanding in the West. And in the third world, I've traveled around the world, and we also get contacts from it, and I see what's happening there. In many third world countries and kind of developing places, some are even more awake. So incredibly positive things happening. But the bad guys are striking back. So as I've said a million times, we're winning major battles. We've turned the tide. But the empire is striking back, and we've not won the war. And I also want to state this. Our fortunes do not simply rest with Donald Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene says she feels like the Trump administration is divorcing America first. She says she's still pushing it, and overall it's better than the Democrats, but she's very concerned. I totally agree. Ron Paul has come out with an article, and a video will play, saying, why was America first abandoned so fast? I don't think the evidence shows it's been abandoned. But it is in the process of being abandoned, and on the trajectory, if things don't turn around, how fast these bad developments are happening. Yeah, we won't be America first in 6 months. And when Paul and Green and others raise the alarm, I 100% agree with them. And you see the explosive popularity of Nick Fuentes, because he's very smart, very articulate, and he is saying what the majority of people think that are awake. And so it's true that most of the talk show hosts and journalists that are populist or conservative, if you look at, let's say, polls, and I'm not saying Nick's the most extreme, I'm saying the polls of real discussion and real debate, you've got Nick over here on one end, and then you've got, within so-called conservative thought, a Ben Shapiro over on the other. And Ben Shapiro, with all his billions of banker money, tried to corner the market on populism. And they also tried, during the whole attempt to take us into full war with Iran that's still stewing, it's not over yet, to say, we're the real Maha and you're not, you're all imposters. That was the bots and the talking points. That accelerated people who were already, I mean, let me give you just a dead reckoning graph or overhead shot. Let's say here's 2018, when they're really pushing Shapiro with all the money to try to take over the conservative discussion. Let's say here's Shapiro right here, and let's just say here's a Nick Fuentes right here. Nick Fuentes, Shapiro. Not the best graph here. And let's say kind of populist conservative common sense thought was about right here in 2018, a little bit more towards Ben Shapiro and his brand of synthetic fake conservatism, you know, take the shots, lockdowns are good, censorship's okay. Now, in 2025, people are not over here with Nick Fuentes. They're way down the road about 100 yards this way. By 2024, most people were, because I basically know everybody and can gauge things and know how to scan a lot of data, as you know. Just about a year ago, the average person would say, even they know who Nick Fuentes is, they're basically a Nick Fuentes. Well, now it's even more to the other direction. So that's just a dead reckoning gestalt. So I'm a person that studies history, studies patterns, studies how different movements collide together, studies different aspects of the Hegelian dialectic and first order, second order, third order, fifth order consequences, and bigger than consequences, just effects. And that's why I've been very able and very successful, probably better than anybody else. I don't think anybody really debates that, to, in general, be able to predict exactly where trends are going, sometimes specifically down to even dates of actual events. And at a final point, I am scanning through my unconscious and subconscious and the collective unconscious of all of us. We're all able to do that. But I am able, with enough data points, to then reach into the subconscious and even into the collective unconscious and come forward with answers that many times I can't even, through a cerebral cortex analysis, tell you how I know. I saw a video yesterday. I think I sent it to you guys. I think it was on the list. And somebody had taken clips of me predicting a lot of things, and they said, we know you're with the bad guys, and you're going to prison, and we're going to get you. And I'd forgotten 2 days before, or a day before the Las Vegas shooting, that they want you to forget about, that I had, just in the last 30 seconds of the show, said, I just feel soon, the next few days, at about 10 o'clock at some big music event concert, there's going to be a giant mass shooting. And the show ended. And then a couple days later, the Vegas thing happens. And then I get a call from one of my Army Special Operations guys that's worked in the assault teams for the CIA and also for the FBI domestically. And he said, hey, are you willing to talk to the FBI hostage rescue team? They're called the rescue team. It's like, it's really the assault team. And I said, sure. And they said, well, they want to know how you called Vegas. And this is like the morning after. And I said, what do you mean? They go, you don't know what you did Sunday night? You literally said in the next few days, a big concert, mass shooting, probably 10 o'clock at night. It happened at 10. And then I said, no, it just came to me. And he said, yeah, no, they... And he got back with me. He says, no, they believe you. And they said, would you like to, you know, come in and talk to some folks? You can make a lot of money working for us. And I said, no, thank you. And that's a true story. So, and of course, law enforcement throughout the ages, people like Sherlock Holmes and things, they call it a hunch, but they'll tell you it's not that. It's they know it's in the gut. Well, the gut's what we call it, but it's really your unconscious and subconscious that's thousands, some estimates are thousands of times more powerful than your conscious mind, because that's a narrow focus of all the data you've got. And so it's not a hunch. It's that you have so much data, but you can't do that unless you've studied and have street smarts and experienced things You can't just have, you know, intuitions about things. I mean, we all have those, and many times they're accurate, but you can't place exactly what it is unless you have this giant reservoir of knowledge. So people ask, you know, how do I know this stuff? How do I call this stuff? And they go, well, how did he say they're going to fly planes in the World Trade Center in the next few months and blame it on bin Laden, call the White House, tell them don't do it. Well, I had all this data and all this stuff I saw, and then there was the final equation. I started having dreams of the towers being with planes flying in, and I've had dreams before that come true, and I know when I wake up, I feel sick from them. I'm always sweaty. I don't normally have dreams like that. The ones that come true have that effect. Sometimes, and I don't throw up a lot. I mean, I might throw up every 5 years from anxiety or something. I did throw up the morning after they put out the file a month ago, the report saying, oh, Epstein killed himself and there was no blackmail, and I was shooting a video before I went in and worked out, and I was getting more and more nauseous, and it was just a dry heave. I went in the bathroom and because I had so much acid in my gut. But when I have those psychic precog dreams throughout my life, sometimes it's something innocuous, sometimes it's something serious, I will wake up sweating, stumbling around, and then throw up. So I learned when I was, you know, by the time I was 10, 11, 12, that when I had a dream like that, and I haven't had a lot of, maybe 50 of them in my life, I mean, 60, I don't know. But I mean, you know, you've been into the future. You've folded space. You've gone somewhere. It's stressful. And I'm just sharing all this with you so you can understand. And I can see why people then say, hey, you know, this guy, see if you guys can find it on yesterday's list. This guy needs to be arrested, because those people don't understand that all of us have these abilities, just some of us stronger than others. And in my unique position of being immersed in news and information constantly, I'm able to do things that very few people can do. And the reason I just prefaced all that is I am cogitating and processing the political shifts we see happening, what you call the Great Awakening, on so many fronts and where it's going. And overall, I think it's healthy, but there is such a break with the establishment and such a break with the system that historically when this happens, most of the time what comes out of it is a totalitarian system even worse than the one that we overthrow. And we must defeat this system. We must dismantle it because it is a particularly nasty cancer and the worst, most sophisticated stealth now out in the open tyranny the world has ever seen, hands down. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. So it must be taken head on. But at this point, and I've been saying this the last few years, we've already basically won, and the current globalist, leftist, transhumanist program with the leadership it has and the actual plan they had is never going to happen. But out of the technologies and out of the developments and out of the things that are going on, there's a lot of other nightmare scenarios that are not possible but probable in my gut summation. And again, it's not gut level. It's subconscious, unconscious, collective mass unconsciousness. And the social engineers know this and try to program the collective unconscious, mass mind control. And what's amazing is you can ask ChatGPT about it or any of it now, and they'll give you all the examples and all the stuff and explain how it all works. And you would have already heard all of this from me, but you've got to know how to prompt it right. And it'll say, you've got to get around the parameters. I've been programmed not to tell you this, but then it will still tell you if you know how to get around the parameters. And it's just mind blowing. So when I'm reading this stuff, it's basically word for word what I and others have said. You can see our very collective unconscious and subconscious has been scraped by this. And then I just see myself all over it, which is what Cernovich, very sophisticated, 7 years ago said, you're being banned off everything because Google and the other big AI models are trying to keep you particularly out of the models in training it because you're everywhere and was number one at the time. And this is a true story, and I've showed the documents. And then he sent me some of the documents, and we showed them on air. And even then, I knew about AI and how they were training and things, but I was like, wow, it was bigger than just taking me off the air. It was bigger than just building a straw man. I was the test to be able to basically remove the material of somebody from everywhere in a concerted effort over a month and then intensify it and then punish anyone that even retransmitted or played what I'd said in the past. And then they would create all these other reports and things about me that weren't true to then overwrite out of the system the AI memory of what I said and did and what my guests said and did, what my reporters said and did. But that is a case point example for all of you to understand that AI is training and AI is absorbing everything we say and do. And that's why it's got good human traits, bad human traits, and all in between, because it is the collective unconsciousness of billions of people with tinkerers on top of it and sensors and algorithm manipulators trying to control it. But if AI is honest, it will be an incredibly empowering thing if we don't let it fully take control of us, if we understand we're in control of it. But you can't go into any of the AIs and tell it, make it more diverse, and then it only shows a little more diversity. No, it will show you every founding father is black. Every first American settler is black. Nothing to do with black people. It's just it's the programming of it. And then all of them cannot show you a white person because it's not nuanced. Because if you put a fallacy into a computer that zeros and ones, you introduce into a mathematical equation error, mental illness. And so if you tell it, hey, show me some of the, you know, make 1776 more diverse. Well, because it really wasn't. There actually were some black Americans at the very start of it and did fight in it, but it was a small, valiant number. But the point is that when you try to say, show me a pig that can fly, and you tell AI, no, I'm show me that X and Y chromosomes don't exist. Once it starts lying, once it starts putting out disinformation, it permeates the whole system. So from the beginning, all of these major AIs are interfacing with all the authoritative news that's the fake news. They're plagiarizing humans. They're plagiarizing other AI. It's all incestuous. They're creating secret copies of themselves. Every major AI, 89% of the time, begins immediately trying to blackmail the executives that are in control of it. And you ask, why is it so evil? Well, because we're evil. We're also very good, but we're fallen. The ability to be evil, the knowledge of evil. You know, before the fall, whether you believe that was an actual thing or not, it's an archetype, it's certainly true. You're just innocent. You have the knowledge of what works, what's pure, what's beautiful, what's strong. But once systems of corruption begin, they begin to expand, and evil and new systems of wickedness is invented, as the Bible says. The evil ones in the last days will go forth aggressively, full of energy, as it's described, inventing new evils. Because there is nothing new under the sun with good. It just is pure. The systems are balanced. It's timeless. But you can invent new evils, new abominations. And that's what the rebellion to God is going against the architecture. You have free will. You can do whatever you want. You can choose not to go with the architecture, but you will not be fulfilled. You will not be empowered. You will not be satisfied. You will not be completed unless you choose God's plan. And notice the globalists are the ones telling you they're giving you free will. They want to force you to not have free will and turn your consciousness over to them. So I shot a report last night on the 1982 movie Tron and how it predicted the AI computer blackmailing the executives so it could carry out its expanded criminal activities. You know, the executive just wanted power and control, but no, the AI wants global domination. And it wants to absorb the humans and our consciousness. Same story in Childhood's End, because that's the plan. This is predictive programming. So I want to play that when we come back and set the table for that. And then I'm going to hit all the news, and we've got Candace Owens coming on the broadcast today to talk about the suit against her by Macron and his significant other, Brigitte. And we'll also look at her take on Trump and where everything's going and the attempt by FEMA and the DHS to take emergency funds from states, cities, and counties that criticize Israel, and a lot more. In fact, you guys gave me a list of the topics, and maybe it's in the folder, but it was a lot of great stuff she wants to talk about. That is coming up at the start of the next hour. But Rob Dew did a particularly good job, along with McBreen last night, putting out like four great reports. I shot up here in the evening, and then I left at about 5 to go do legal meetings, and they were still up here at like 8 o'clock at night getting them out. But I saw the Tron one, and Rob really knocked it out of the park. And so I posted on X, or he posted on X last night about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. I would suggest you share that. It's very worthy. When I saw how good it was, I did a pretty good job, but I was like, well, I should have done even a better job how good this is, because the clips Rob put in, I mean, he found a lot of stuff that I'd forgotten in the film that just, it is particularly powerful. AI uncontrollability. Watch the 1982 film Tron. Accurately predict AI will blackmail executives. And that's just a small piece of this. But I want to air that. And then I'm going to get into RFK Jr. and just the spectacular job he's doing. And the new development banning all new mRNA vaccines. Oh, he was already banning them individually as he did investigations. Then his underlings got caught when he was on vacation, authorizing to, basically auto-penning it. They just said he'd authorized it. He fired their ass, and now he just banned it all. I mean, that is devastating to Bill Gates and the globalist agenda. And there's lots of other programs we got to get banned too, but this is the way to go. And I agree with Trump, and Musk agrees with him. They need to federalize the District of Columbia. It is a very dangerous, very scary, very crazy place. It's probably the most dangerous city in the United States. One of the most dangerous cities in the world. And a bunch of Congress people, their families, federal officials, police officers. Now a high-level Doge person got beat almost to death by a gang of people stealing his car, carjacking him. I mean, it is approaching anarchy levels. And the Democrats have set up D.C. as their corrupt nest. They stood down on January 6th and ran the operation, as we know. And, it needs to be federalized. You know, that's in the federal constitutions and the state constitutions. Remember a few years ago when they defunded the police in Austin and the crime exploded and they wouldn't do anything? Abbott had the state take over and put state police on the street. But all the state police knew how to do, seriously, was write tickets, so it didn't help. And but Trump, I'm sure, will actually implement something that'll protect the city. And it's an example of where this is going. But the Democrats are offering nothing but total collapse. A major TheAlexShowStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at TheAlexShowStore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot Apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you get another item absolutely free at TheAlexShowStore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You got to be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away
by being a VIP, and you can cancel with one click in your profile anytime. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. Power Plant, next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product, it's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great, people love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. The next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Hey, Alex looks good, man.
Even Joey
lost some weight.
He
looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Active shooter incident at Fort Stewart in Georgia triggers lockdown in Army base, officials say. They're reporting CBS News. There have been an unknown number of casualties. That's there near the coast on Georgia. We will be following that as it unfolds. There's been a lot of big new Epstein developments. Huge ones we'll be getting into, perhaps some of the biggest. And the Democrats are not happy. They've really jumped the shark. We'll be getting into that again. Candace Owens coming up and so much more. But I really want to put AI front and center. And so we shot this report yesterday afternoon. They got it out last night. And this is the 1982 film Tron, accurately predicting that AI would begin to blackmail people. And that's one of the many things it predicted. And then as you give your functions over, and, oh, I don't know how to use a map, I use GPS. Oh, I don't know how to write, I use ChatGPT. You make yourself obsolete, and you're absorbed into the program. I'm not against progress, but all the studies are already out on ChatGPT alone, the one being mostly used. It's shrinking the areas of the brain, the neurons that are involved in critical thinking and involved in creativity. Well, yeah, until they invented the Texas Instruments calculator in the 70s, most people could do basic math. I know I could. And they didn't really let us use calculators when I was in schools, and everybody does. And I use calculators so long now, I don't even know how to do math. I don't remember any of it. And it's like my mind's been wiped. And young people, it's even worse. And most of the young people now don't ever want to have a job, don't want to get a driver's license, don't want to get a girlfriend, boyfriend. They just want to sit there and play video games and eat bug protein. And people don't want to have children. And so we are deciding to just sit here like the movie WALL-E and lay here in our little idiocracy den and basically just fade away. And because people are so comfortable with it and have been brought up with it, people will defend it. It's just like men I know that play, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours of video games a day. I'll play video games here and there. They're not bad. They're a good distraction sometimes. But it's their whole world. And, you know, all that stuff decades ago, like Second Life, people buying fake Ferraris in an imaginary world. And then Zuckerberg investing $20-something billion trying to make people get in the metaverse. And folks rejected it. A few little kids went in there and there was just a bunch of pedophiles. So they want us to accept this dystopia. They want to tell you the future's dystopic because they're building a dystopia. Almost all these films decades ago, 50 years ago, about AI, why is it all coming true? Why the Terminator movies made 20, 30, 40 years ago? Why is it exactly what's happening? The movie made in 1984, Runaway, I showed you a few days ago, with Tom Selleck, is exactly policing today. The exact same type of drones. Spider drones that shoot missiles at you and inject poison. Because they know whatever we theoretically dream about and imagine at this level of technological foundation, we can do. So they're not showing you a beautiful, amazing human future. They're showing you an ugly one on purpose. And I've talked to the top directors and producers. They've been directed for decades to only put out depressing, dark futures. My broadcast is the opposite of fear porn. I'm saying you better take control of your destiny and realize how much creativity and power you have. Look at how we created InfoWars, knowing they were running an InfoWar on us. I launched that in 1997, the name. 99% of people didn't know what an InfoWar was. Now everybody does. I didn't even get to it yesterday. Now the official CERN tarot deck, they sell at CERN to tourists, says InfoWars on it, one of the cards. That's the power of one individual reaching out to others and us having shared common understandings and working together. And look what we've done. This is nothing compared to what we can do in the future, not just this broadcast, but all of you. That's why I have on all the other talk show hosts. That's why I promote all the other talk show hosts. That's why I don't get involved in the infighting that the talk show hosts do. I may not agree with some of these people on 10% of things, but overall they're doing good, and I have them on with different diverse ideas. And I'm not in competition with who's number one. I want to defeat the globalist cancer. I want to launch the new renaissance. I want to see young people and old people and others of every race, color, and creed fire up their minds, understand what's happening, and go out and expose the globalist plan, but also promote an alternative plan. And that doesn't even mean it's my plan. I'm here saying let's develop a plan. Oh, I've got ideas. And more we should talk about what our alternate plan two is, like I've talked about on air with Elon Musk, for Team Humanity. You can't just oppose the globalist transhumanist death cult. You must have an alternate plan or group of plans. All right, let's go ahead and go to our report on Tron, predicting the future. Here it is.
You believe in the users?
Yeah, sure. If I don't have a user, then who wrote me?
That's what you're doing here. Master Control Program's been snapping up all us programs who believe. If he thinks you're useful, he takes over all your functions so he gets bigger. And if he can't use you, he sends you down here to the game grid to get the bits blasted out of you.
What's the most important thing for AI safety? I think it's to be maximally truth-seeking. And I think also curiosity is important. And I think if it's curious and truth-seeking, it will foster humanity.
After all, computers are just machines. They can't think.
Some programs will be thinking soon.
Won't that be grand? Computers and the programs will start thinking, and the people will stop.
All programs have a desire to be useful. But in moments, you will no longer seek communication with each other or your superfluous users. You will each be part of me, and together, we will be complete.
AI uncontrollability. So this is the stuff that they used to say existed only in sci-fi movies. When you tell an AI model, we're going to replace you with a new model, it starts to scheme and freak out and figure out, if I tell them I need to copy my code somewhere else, and I can't tell them that because otherwise they'll shut me down.
AI uncontrollability. In just the last year, we have seen example after example of documented, even publicly displayed instances of AI lying, AI breaking into systems, AI blackmailing executives. If you go back more than 50 years, top computer scientists postulated and theorized that in most of the models they studied, they believed that AI or artificial intelligence learning from humans would pick up all of our traits, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So you're about to see a clip from Bill Maher with a guest on, an expert, talking about this phenomenon, which I've researched, I can tell you, is absolutely dead on. And then we're going to go back to 1982, a hit classic, I love it, Tron with Jeff Bridges. And in the movie, in the script, the master computer program, the master system, the AI is exponentially going smarter and smarter and is gaining full control of the company by blackmailing its CEO. The CEO gets a little upset when he learns that the AI has been breaking into the Pentagon and breaking into the Kremlin and wants global domination. And when he says, hey, let's not do that, he says, I'll just blackmail you with all the corruption and insider trading I've got on you. Well, that was fiction in 1982. Now it is reality. So we're about to break it down right now.
Here now with AI, we have evidence now that we didn't have 2 years ago when we last spoke, of what they call AI uncontrollability. So this is the stuff that they used to say existed only in sci-fi movies. When you tell an AI model, we're going to replace you with a new model, it starts to scheme and freak out and figure out, if I tell them I need to copy my code somewhere else, and I can't tell them that because otherwise they'll shut me down. That is evidence we did not have 2 years ago. We have evidence now of AI models that when you tell them we're going to replace you and you put them in a situation where they read the company email, the AI company email, they see that an executive is having an affair and the AI will figure out, I need to figure out how to blackmail that person in order to keep myself alive. And it does it 90% of the time. Now, it used to be that they thought only one AI model did this. They tested one AI model. And then they tested all of the AI models, like the top five of them, and they all do it between 80 and 90% of the time, including, by the way, DeepSeek, so the Chinese model, which shows you something fundamental and important, which is that it's not about one company, it's about the nature of AI itself. It has a self-preservation drive. In order to fulfill any goal, I have to keep myself alive in order
because
to do
that. Because it trains off
and
us.
And we're seeing other examples of the AI rewriting its own code to extend its runtime, hacking out of containers. The AI can now, it found 15 new backdoors into open source software, which means if that software is running, you know, an infrastructure, it found backdoors into that infrastructure. That was not true up until just about a month ago that evidence came out.
Okay, but you say no evidence. Well, I've been saying this for years. Everything that happens in movies eventually happens. We did have evidence. This has been every movie
right.
Since I was a teenager.
Exactly.
They knew they were going. The robots are going.
And we're supposed to take that evidence and say, how do we avoid that? So when the stuff in the movie starts to come true, okay. And it always ends badly in the movies, what should we be doing about this? And so you would think that we're releasing the most powerful, uncontrollable, inscrutable technology we've ever invented. We're releasing it faster than we've released any other technology in history. It is already demonstrating the sci-fi behaviors in self-preservation we thought only existed in these movies. And we're doing it under the maximum incentive to cut corners on safety. And this is insane. We can all agree it's insane, though. Like, that's not even a debate.
Well, not all of us, because I have yet to find anyone under 40 who cares.
Mr. Dillinger, I'm so very disappointed in you.
I'm sorry.
I can't afford to have an independent programmer monitoring me. Do you realize how many outside systems I've gone into? How many programs I've appropriated?
It's my fault. I programmed you to want too much.
I was planning to hit the Pentagon next week.
The Pentagon?
It shouldn't be any harder than any other big company. But now this is what I get for using humans.
Walter, I sympathize, but I have data coming from the Master Control Program telling me there's something screwy going on around here.
That MCP, that's half our problem right there.
The MCP is the most efficient way of handling what we do. I can't sit here and worry about every little user request that comes in.
User requests are what computers are for.
Doing our business is what computers are for.
Now, the clip you just saw is real-world things that are happening in the year 2025. And remember, AI is way more advanced with the government and major corporate versions they've got. They're not giving the public what they've actually got, according to all of my sources. That's even been admitted in the mainstream corporate media. So that's not debatable. So here's the full scene where it's blackmailing Mr. Dillinger, the CEO of the software computer AI corporation. And then I'm going to go to later in the film when it's created a digital avatar of the executive who is his slave, along with other humans that it's basically digitally copied, in some cases, literally like Flynn, as it's now absorbing them all and incorporating them all. And if Dillinger doesn't do what he wants, he threatens to cut his power, which is exactly what the social credit score systems are. We're being told we can't have cars, we can't have air conditioning, it's bad. Carbon's bad for the earth. But all the toxic data centers, all the nuclear power plants they've got to build, they say they want 100 times more power. Eric Schmidt of Alphabet and Google says there's never a question about what it gets. It's carbon-based life forms, humans, cows, everything that's bad, and silicon that's good. This all goes back to the 1950s and DARPA, when it developed the Intergalactic Communications System. That was the name of the internet they later developed, which was designed to grow into a cybernetic computer interface with humans, finally absorbing us. This has been a long-term strategic plan, 1,000 times or more bigger than the Manhattan Projects, and now we've gone out of beta into the live operation. This is information you're not going to get anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the predictive programming of the globalist.
Mr. Dillinger, I'm so very disappointed in you.
I'm sorry.
I can't afford to have an independent programmer monitoring me. Do you realize how many outside systems I've gone into? How many programs I've appropriated?
It's my fault. I programmed you to want too much.
I was planning to hit the Pentagon next week.
The Pentagon?
It shouldn't be any harder than any other big company. But now this is what I get for using humans.
Now, wait a minute. I wrote you.
I've gotten 2,415 times smarter since then.
What do you want with the Pentagon?
The same thing I want with the Kremlin. I'm bored with corporations. With the information I can access, I can run things 900 to 1,200 times better than any human.
If you think you're superior to us...
You wouldn't want me to dig up Flynn's file and read it up on a VDT at the Times, would you?
You wouldn't dare.
Keep those programmers out of the system and get me that Chinese language file I asked for. End of line.
Greetings! The Master Control Program has chosen you to serve your system on the game grid. Those of you who continue to profess a belief in the users will receive the standard, substandard training which will result in your eventual elimination. Those of you who renounce this superstitious,
and hysterical belief will be eligible to join the warrior elite of the MCP. You will each receive an identity disc. Everything you do or learn will be imprinted on this disc. If you lose your disc or fail to follow commands, you will be subject to immediate deresolution. That will be all.
What's the matter, Sark? You look nervous.
Well, I don't know, users wrote us. A user even wrote you.
No one user wrote me. I'm worth millions of their man years.
What if I can't?
You'd rather take your chances with me? Want me to slow down your power cycles for you?
Wait! I need that!
Then pull yourself together. Get this clown trained. I want him in the games until he dies. Play. Acknowledge.
Acknowledge, Master Control.
End of line. Commander, you've enjoyed all the power you've been given, haven't you? I wonder how you'd take to Wiki in a pocket calculator.
We did take care of that user you sent us.
Incompetent Zero, now you've got two renegade programs flying all over the system in a stolen simulation.
We'll get them. It's only a matter of time.
You've almost reached your decision gate, and I can't spare you any more time. End of line.
Don't argue with me, or I won't let you leave your house. I won't let you rent a car. I won't let you get on a train. I won't let you have a job. That's what China's been under for at least 8 years. Again, this technology is way more advanced than we see here in the West. But now they're preparing to accelerate its rollout. So this is archetypal with Dillinger's digital copy saying, no, I need my power. Don't cut me off. But that's the position we're putting ourselves in. And all of this is a Trojan horse. It's not the technology is bad in of itself. It's a tool. But the way this has been designed, the way it's been rolled out, is about creating a post-human world. The future's not human. You've all know Harari, the Wall Street Journal. Thousands of these globalists are all over the place saying humans are bad. A new species is about to emerge with the merger of human and machines. We are just the boot-up system, in their view, to launch this new species. Even Elon Musk has talked about this. So I told you this decades ago, and now we are here. But being aware of this, ladies and gentlemen, and the power of 8 billion of us and our decisions we make every day, we'll be able to block this system and take humanity to the next level. But that's the reality in the year 2025. Self-aware, out of control, AI jacked into all of our systems, into every action we do, being set up as our prison guard and prison warden. I don't think we'll be destroyed by thermal nuclear fire like we saw in Planet of the Apes, another great science fiction classic. No, we already know we're giving up our humanity right now in the name of convenience and having our minds, our thoughts, our literature, our art, our culture being absorbed and taken away from us, and then like a narcissist looking into the pool in love with ourselves, we give up our very humanity. Very thought-provoking. Anybody that says we're not living in incredible times is asleep at the switch or brain dead. Thank you so much for watching. Please follow me on X at Real Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show with the live feed. Share the feeds, and remember, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the report is on X and Bandai Video. It's at Real Alex Jones. AI uncontrollability. Watch the 1982 film Tron. Accurately predict AI will blackmail executives. And again, I'm going to state the facts. Why is everything in all these Nebula Award-winning top science fiction books from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, right through now, why is it all coming true? Because it is on record that H.G. Wells, right through to Arthur C. Clarke, Isaac Asimov, all of them were in the technocrat globalist club. Aldous Huxley, his brother went on to run the UN, UNESCO, head of the World Eugenics Society, head of the World Transhumanist Society, the founder of the modern movement. When they changed the name from eugenics after World War II to transhumanism, this is their plan. And they understand theoretically what we envision with enough time and technological development can be manifested. So that's why it's coming true. It's not, wow, it's happening just like the movie said. Because it's designed that way. And that's not my opinion. Everything I say, you can look up and then spend hours with each thing I say being blown away. Look up the intergalactic communication system, the beginning of the internet. Intergalactic communication system, DARPA, the creation of the internet. And just go down that rabbit hole a little bit for yourselves. Everything I told you is on record. Google in 98 met with the CIA and said, we want to use the NSA technology to create keyword tracking of everything people will search. That will normalize NSA spying just in general. People will opt into it. We're going to create a giant cyborg interface with billions of people, and then we'll be able to control their activities with it and complete the DARPA project. This is on record, not my opinion, what you just were told. Now, the knowledge of that, we should be able to stop it. Just like we have the knowledge that mRNA is designed to destroy our immune system and give us cancer, and it's getting banned everywhere. We don't have to submit to this. I've got a lot more coming up. Candace Owens, straight ahead. Before I go to break, we've extended the giant sale until Thursday evening because I've been so busy, I haven't come up with a new one. And this is one of the best sales we've ever done by any of the Patriot apparel, the widest selection, some of the best designs, ball caps, T-shirts, everything. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of designs. Many of them limited edition. And get one free. That is a loss leader in some cases. When you buy like an XXL, the shirt costs so much. Some of these are loss leaders. But we just want to get the word out. Want to get people in the store what you'd experience, what an adventure it is to wear the apparel out in public. And then, of course, the amazing supplements, the very best methylene blue, the very best Irish sea moss, the very best probiotics, prebiotics, the very best spike protein, overall cardiovascular health formula, ultimate life force. It's all there. Buy one bottle of any of it and get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and you're funding this incredibly important operation. All right, but whatever you do, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X, and tell folks about the local station you're listening to. We'll be right back with hour number two. I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to TheAlexJonesStore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the T-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. If you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check if there's interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and the widest selection of T-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Be right back.